Hello dear listeners and welcome to this program organized on the theme of math education in the world. Today I welcome Mr. Beauvais and Mr. Vertier. We will start by reviving the study of math in France and then we will see two themes that change many depending on the countries in which they are taught. First of all, which countries are the strongest in mathematics, Mr. Beauvais?
Well, according to the 2016 PESA survey, Singapore is in the first place. Next come Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, Japan, Korea, Switzerland, Estonia, Canada, and the Netherlands for the top 10. France is in the 24th place out of the 44. According to the same ranking, the weakest country in mathematics are Brazil, Indonesia, Peru, Colombia and Mexico. However, this ranking only concerns 44 countries in the world. Now we will talk about the study of mathematics in France, Mr. Ribeiro Valo.
We are going to talk about how to become a mathematics teacher with a diploma. So to become a mathematics teacher, we have to pass a national recruiting competition for high school or even in higher education. For that, we have to obtain a master, an engineer degree, or then be certified teacher. Moreover, we notice that there is a significant drop in the level of young people in France at the world level of mathematics. Indeed, as we showed in a study, we are 25th out of 72. We are not even average, which worries the government very strongly. Plus, Edouard Philippe has commissioned a report to the MP and Cédric Villani, DPLREM, and the Inspector General of Education on the strengthening and of the weight of mathematics, information of institution and in object manipulation. Finally, we found a method called Singapore method. This method is to three less subjects, use a teaching method to each math that is base of progression, concrete, image, abstract. It means in using and privileging manipulation. Then, the student must be guided explicitly in his learning and be encouraging for kindergarten to reason aloud and exchange ideas with others. Finally, problem solving must be at the heart of learning. The student must learn a method of resolution that he will have to follow until college. Furthermore, this method has a good balance between verbalization, manipulation, modeling, and open problems, and etc. Good. Now let's move onto the themes that differ according to the countries in which they are taught.
Yes, for example, the Thales theorem. Thales theorem is a theorem of geometry that states that in a plane from a triangle, a straight line is parallel to one of the sides defined with the straight line of the other two sides, a new triangle similar to the first one. The Thales theorem is studied in different way in world. For example, in Germany, they study the theorem like this. If a triangle is inscribed in a circle whose diameter is one of its side, then the triangle is rectangle. The converse of this theorem is also true. This theorem taught in college until 2016, we called the theorem of the inscribed right triangle. In Germany, the theorem is still studied in class and is called radius theorem.
There is also the theme of fraction and mixed number. The mixed rational number is the one that is composed of an integer and a broken number or the unit and a fraction. Is according to Alembert, in Quebec today, mixed numbers are still used and taught in schools. They are called fraction number, whereas in French programs current we find the name of fraction number, which means fraction. In order to avoid ambiguous, we choose to use the expression mixed numbers, as did D'Alembert. In Anglo-Saxon textbooks, we find the term improper fraction, which characterizes fraction whose numerator is higher than the denominator. A 7/3 type fraction is an improper fraction that can be written as mixed number, 2 1/3.
If we study French works, we notice that the term mixed number was gradually disappeared since the 19th century. In the encyclopedia, fractions with a numerator greater than the denominator are used, but the term improper fraction is not mentioned. Currently, this concept is not taught in France. A fraction is taught in college as the ratio of any two integers without a distinction between a lower or higher fraction one. There are therefore differences in vocabulary and notation to name fraction in French and Anglo-Saxon culture. One of the consequences of these differences is expressed in the way in which the size of a fraction is represented. Let's take the example of the 5/2 fraction. How can we get a better idea of the size of this fraction? What does a 5/2 represent? A person of Anglo-Saxon culture would use the notation 2/1 to represent himself 5/2, while in France and in most other countries, a person would refer to the notation decimal to comma 2.5. In general, in the Anglo-Saxon countries, fractions are taught before decimal numbers and the notation of equivalent fraction 7/3 equal to 2, 1/3 is important. In France and in other European countries, decimal numbers are taught before fraction and the notion of supervision. 2 smaller than 7/3 smaller than 3 is put forward. The expression to frame a number is difficult to translate into English. We can translate from the fraction by find the two numbers between which the fraction is. In addition, the supervision of fraction is not a skill identified by Anglo-Saxon programs.
To close this show, this study shows that the mathematical discourse of primary school can be quite different between Western countries, as is the case for fractions. To explain this difference, it is a cultural, social, linguistic, and even social political arguments that we are advancing rather than purely mathematical reasons.
Also, this work raised questions concerning international studies, such as PESA. Results between countries can be explained by difference in the teaching of certain concepts in the official programs, which encourage great vigilance in drawing conclusions. Finally, the difference between the French and English language in numbers and fractions suggests that this question should be pursued with rigor to other languages.
This is the end of this program. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to it. And thank you to Mr. Beauvais and Mr. Ribeiro-Valo for participating. I wish you a good end of the day and see you soon.